From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. The White House is continuing to stand by President Donald Trump's insistence that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his phones at the Trump Tower in New York. Spokesman Sean Spicer faced off Thursday against a room full of reporters who wanted to know why Trump keeps insisting it is true, even after top lawmakers on the House and Senate Intelligence Committee say it never happened. Spicer accused the journalists of mischaracterizing what happened in the Senate committee. When asked if the administration will apologize to President Obama if the wiretapping claim turns out to be untrue, Spicer had this response.
We're not going to prejudge where the outcome of this is. I think we've got to let the process work its will, and then when there's a report that comes out conclusively from there, then we'll be able to comment. But to jump ahead of this process at this point would be inappropriate.
Dutch political parties are preparing Thursday to start what will likely be a long process of coalition talks. Prime Minister Mark Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy easily won national elections Wednesday, defying polls that suggested a close race with anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders Party for Freedom. Jesse Klaver is the leader of the Dutch Green Party.
First of all, I think the rise of populism has stopped. Geert Wilders, he has won a couple of seats in parliament, but it was not the victory he was hoping for and the right-wing parties all over Europe were hoping for. So I think this is the first win for everyone.
Rutte's party will take 32 of 150 seats, far ahead of any other party, including Wilders. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson hinted Thursday at a tougher strategy to confront North Korea's nuclear threat, but said Pyongyang had no need to fear the United States. The mixed message suggested the Trump administration is still formulating a clear policy.
North Korea and its people need not fear the United States or their neighbors in the region who seek only to live in peace with North Korea. With this in mind, the United States calls on North Korea to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and refrain from any further provocations. The U.S. commitment to the defense of Japan and its other treaty allies through the full range of our military capabilities is unwavering.
In Japan, at the start of a three-country Asia tour, Tillerson offered no details about what would comprise the different approach to North Korea the U.S. will pursue. He pointedly noted that 20 years of diplomatic and other efforts had failed to dissuade Pyongyang from developing its nuclear program, which he called an ever-escalating threat. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is scheduled to attend his first G20 meeting in Germany. Before the meeting of financial leaders Friday, Mnuchin met in Berlin with his German counterpart Wolfgang Schäuble for a bilateral meeting on economic and trade issues. After their meeting, Mnuchin said the new administration will not tolerate any countries that try to devalue their currencies to gain an unfair trade advantage.
Our focus is creating economic growth that is good for the United States and good for the rest of the world. And it is not our desire to get into trade wars. It is our desire to deal with where there is imbalance in certain trading relationships that we have a means to address that.
The United States ran a trade deficit of $520 billion last year. Malaysian Police Chief Khalid Abu Bakar told reporters Thursday that Interpol is involved in a search for four North Korean suspects wanted in connection with the murder of Kim Jong-nam. The victim is the estranged half-brother of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un.
We have already obtained a red notice for the four North Korean nationals who were at the airport on the day of the incident and who has since left back, which we believe to be in Pyongyang now. So we have obtained a red notice, Interpol red notice against them, and we are hoping to get them through Interpol.
Malaysian police say Kim was killed last month when two women smeared his face with banned agent. I'm Ji Abili in Washington.
From VOA.